In our July 16, 2017 show, we said that the state was centralized to control or nullify justice as a threat to rule, essentially, as class is totalitarian, to neutralize it as a threat to fascism, in order for fascists to feel free from all constraints on their actions. Technological domination, media and education control, and staying hidden achieved this, but ideological control of their own children, and ultimately of ours, required that morality be killed in them, and then in us. Thus, it may be more accurate to say that the state exists to separate us from our morality, from our moral development, which would grow into a challenge to them. We said in that show, when we are put in survival mode, there's no time for love, right? And the state exists to keep us in survival mode, to keep us believing there's such a thing as scarcity, despite all the hard work of Nikola Tesla to free us from necessity, from the illusion of necessity, from the illusion of scarcity. So the state was centralized precisely to achieve that separation. And this was Polanyi's point in saying, quote, here was a starting point for political science. By approaching human community from the animal side, Townsend bypassed the supposedly unavoidable question as to the foundations of government, and in so doing, introduced a new concept of law into human affairs. With the intent, these power guys, to design us, that is, to design human nature small and ever empty, like them. And in so doing, interrupting and convulsing, their intent being to annihilate it, our light energy of evolution, which exists to aggregate, grow, expand. This mire them in scarcity strategy is clearly described in the words Polanyi quotes of Townsend, quote, from Townsend, hunger will tame the fiercest animals. It will teach decency and civility, obedience and subjection to the most perverse. In general, it is only hunger which can spur and goad them, that is, the poor, on to labor. Yet our laws have said they shall never hunger. The laws, it must be confessed, have likewise said they shall be compelled to work. But then legal constraint is attended with much trouble, violence, and noise, creates ill will, and never can be productive of good and acceptable service. Whereas hunger is not only peaceable, silent. So you see why they went undercover within the economy, right? They took this message in, understood its significance, that let the economy, that is to say, scarcity, make them work. Continuing with Townsend. Whereas hunger is not only peaceable, silent, unremitting pressure, but as the most natural motive to industry and labor, it calls forth the most powerful exertions, and, when satisfied by the free bounty of another, lays lasting and sure foundations for goodwill and gratitude. The slave must be compelled to work, but the free man should be left to his own judgment and discretion, should be protected in the full enjoyment of his own, be it much or little, and punished when he invades his neighbor's property. Unquote from William Townsend, Dissertation on the Poor Laws. And don't that just sum their strategy up concisely, neatly, succinctly? So Polanyi gave us Townsend, gave us all we need, almost. If we were to discuss it, maybe it would have been sufficient. But the missing piece is Alice. And the fact that the power guys following Plato were beginning to hatch a plan, i.e., this ain't happenstance. These guys organized.